Something for the weekend. Good morning. It's Trina Mari here, and we're joined on the phone by comedian Danny O'Brien. Morning, Danny. How are you doing?
How are you doing, Trina? How are things?
Grand. The last time I saw you, we were in studio and everything was normal. Everyone was making tea for each other. None of that anymore. But I've been seeing some of the stuff you're putting up on your social media. You've been out on the street literally doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah, comedy busking nearly at this stage. We should have hooked for longer in hindsight.
So, are you making money?
Yeah, we're doing all right. Like, we started this off initially, we're doing it for charity and for various communities around Dublin City Centre. And now some more people have got in touch to do a few private gigs and stuff like that. And we've actually got 3 gigs tonight in a row, which I haven't done a triple of in about 6 months, I'd say.
Now, hang on a second. We're all in lockdown and you're doing comedy gigs. How exactly is that going to work?
We're running from blocks of flats in the city centre, like Mrs. Doubtfire, basically. Do one gig, grab the gear, go to the next gig and to the next one. So that's what's going down tonight.
Oh, you've made it now. Gigging in front of blocks of flats. You've definitely made it. I'm going to play
the best clip.
They're
the best track, yeah.
I know. I'm going to play a little clip that you put up on your Instagram there the other day. And this is the one that you did in Irish Town.
I've never felt more comfortable doing jokes about the English than in the middle of the flats in Irish Town. Look at those shorts, man. Do you work for the council? Jesus Christ. The top half of you looks like a bouncer and the bottom half of you looks like you're going to an electric picnic.
Oh my God, you're in your element there, aren't you? Loving it. Are they the best audiences then that you've had so far? Because everybody is just dying for a bit of entertainment, aren't they?
I know. Well, this is it. Like, and we're dying to gig. You know what I mean? It works both ways. Myself and Damien Clark, we kind of launched this initiative called Garden Gigs Ireland. And it got a little bit of telly and stuff during the week, and it's kind of blown up now because everyone's just got the thirst for live entertainment. You know, we're all Netflix out, and as much as like watch parties and, you know, Zoom quizzes and all that have been called crack to keep us kicking over, there's nothing like live. So we found a way to do it safely and to have a bit of crack, and most of all to get working again and to get gigging again.
Yeah. Were you thinking the first one that you did, were you thinking to yourself, how on earth is this actually going to pan out? I mean, I'm standing in the middle of a street here and people are in their front gardens looking at me.
Yeah, it's awkward. Like, I mean, we were gigging to the whole left-hand block, basically, because that's the way the sun was shining as well. You know, you're totally reliant on nature's lighting, I suppose. There's no lighting rig like in a normal club. So you just kind of, it's pretty exposed. You just have the PA system and then I clean the mic down before, you know, Damo takes the mic or we might pass on to a local singer. But we do like a little clean down after each time. We don't touch each other, do you know what I mean? Like we do kind of a, you know, you get off and then they walk on kind of thing. So we keep social distance enough, even bringing people on and off.
Oh, it's so weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
So who actually came up with this idea to do it? Because, I mean, if it rains tonight, you might be in trouble. Would you be electrocuted or what happens then?
I don't know. We've got a rule that if it's drizzling, we'll carry on. But if it's bursting, we have to make up some kind of different plan. But this came about with, there was a friend of a friend basically in Irish Town beside where I live, and Ring's End was doing a thing for Pieta House where they climbed the height of Mount Everest, which was amazing. It raised, like, I think it raised 20 grand or something like that. And we were asked to come down to the community centre in Ring's End in Irish Town to do a stay day parade, which was basically all outside on like something about the size of an astro pitch.
Yeah.
And everyone kind of standing around the perimeter, and it was filmed on Facebook Live. So that went really well. And then one of the lads running the bingo, Derek Buckley in Irish Town, said, would you come down and do a gig in the flats? We haven't had any comedians down. We went down and that went down a storm. And now we've had several other flat complexes around Dublin contacting us. So we've got a load of them booked in. And we're doing some like outdoor kind of parks and a couple of cul-de-sacs where people like...
You're expanding to the cul-de-sacs, are you?
literally doing a gig, cul-de-sac comedy. And like we always joke that if you say something on stage and it doesn't work out the way you want, if you're talking to someone and they're not going to crack, we say, well, this is a bit of a comedy cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And now we're literally doing comedy in a cul-de-sac.
And I suppose, do you charge more now if the street is bigger? Because there is a green in front of my house. I mean, are we talking the big money for that one?
I do you a deal, Trina, because you're sound, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But one thing is, we're just delighted to be working. We do most gigs, like charity gigs. We do them completely free of charge. And, you know, we just want to try and make a living again. And also, we want to just entertain people and start gigging again and just get trying material. And just, you know, we've been, me and Dame have been doing comedy for like 30 years between us. And we're not that old.
You know
what I mean? So it's too late for us to do anything else. So we have to just gig and just, you know, I'm not going to go back to, I used to be a social care worker. I don't know if I want to go back to doing that again. Yeah, you know?
The last time actually I spoke to Damo, he had a black eye because his kid had kicked him in the face changing a nappy.
Yeah, he loved him. Like, yeah, he's, you know, the kid's out of nappies now, but he's an absolute little spacer, but he's gas, max.
Violent toddlers. So how are you actually getting your money then? How are you getting paid? Are people going around collecting subs at the door? Or what?
I don't know. It's up to them, to be honest with you. Like, you know what I mean? They could do it by PayPal or whatever. So we've done some online gigs and stuff like that as well that have proved really popular. We got asked to do a gig for an animation company in Dublin, and a Zoom gig. And we worked out a kind of a format, and they were so down that such a good crack to work with. So we were like, right, we've got a format down for this. We've got a format done for the outdoor gig. There's definitely, we've got this down now. Like, you know what I mean? It took a couple of weeks for us to kind of go, how do we do this properly, maintain social distancing, but have the crack and keep the quality of the shows high as well. So I'm looking, like, we set up this website called Garden Gigs Ireland, and I'm looking to roll this out. So other comedians, like comedians in Limerick and Galway and Cork, they can do this in their locality while keeping within their perimeter and stuff like that. So this is something that I'm trying to roll out to get work for everyone. And then, you know, maybe that can then lead on to musicians and just get people working again.
Yeah, because normally you want to be heading off on tour to Australia and all these kind of things. You can do it within, is it 2 kilometres or 5 kilometres?
We're up to 5K now.
Oh, you're up to your own.
It depends on what Leo... We might be up to, who knows, we might be up to 20 in a few weeks if Leo says it, and then you might even get over the Wicklow border then.
Would you get over the Liffey, would you say?
Oh no, I get over the Liffey now, that's within my 5K, Anyone either side of the Liffey, if you're within 5K of the city centre, give us a shout.
Brilliant, so where are the 3 gigs tonight then? It's going to be really rock and roll, rushing from one place to another.
Two in 2 different flat complexes, and one is a bit of a secret one that I'll actually announce on social media later tonight, because it's a bit of a surprise for some frontline. I don't want to wreck it, but
Epic.
I'm really, really excited about it. But someone got in touch with us, the business got in touch with us, and that's one I'm really excited about, all 3, to be honest with you. But the last one's going to be the icing on the cake, hopefully.
I'm delighted for you. I'm delighted that you're back, because it must have been so boring over the last while, has it been?
Yeah, I've just been cooking. Like, I started this thing called DOB Cook. And I did it on the, I had to come back from America early because my tour was kind of cut short. So I actually flew back on Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
And on the 18th of March, I said, right, I'm going to cook. I love cooking, but I'm always away. Okay, so I started cooking one thing a day, every day. And then it ended up going on for 2 months. So I cooked 60 different things, probably more actually. I did a few bonus recipes every day. So I only finished that on Monday of this week. So I'm kind of glad that's over now.
I'll have to have a look. I'm so sick of spaghetti bolognese. I can't do it anymore. I'm getting fatter by the day.
If I wasn't walking my neighbour's dog, I'd struggle to get out the door. And I'd be doing like workouts at home, but they're no crack. They're cringe as well. If your neighbour looks in, you feel a bit fat. They're jumping around their sitting room, sweating like.
No, it can't be any cringier than the people doing the exercise on the street. I've seen that a couple of times on RTE News, and you're going, what? What are you doing?
Yeah, I know. Like, I couldn't even, wouldn't have the immune system to watch that. Do it in your gas, do some diddles or something.
And come here to me, I'm absolutely scarlet, because I was saying to you, I'm very new to Instagram, and I think I sent you a love heart earlier. Apologies, I'm not hitting on you.
It was just a like, Grant.
See, having a clue. Listen, you're so good. Thanks so much. Best of luck with your gigs tonight. Give us that website again, by the way. It is called
GardenGigsIreland.com.
GardenGigsIreland.com. Did you ever think you'd be setting that one up? Thanks a million, Danny. This is something for the weekend. It's Classic Hits.